Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. Debbie Dashinger here. Really cool show for you today. Different than I've done before, so that always makes me very excited. I love new. I love challenging. And I love the fascinating. I have today Trinity Oracles here. Who are they? They are three powerful psychic sisters who are going to be doing celebrity plus hot topic psychic and card readings, and they're going to roll how they roll. But I get to ask the questions that a lot of you sent in. And so this is going to be a fascinating time with them. This show won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, the COVR Award for Best Podcast, Welp Magazine named Dare to Dream one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it's high ranking on Apple Podcasts. I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Dane Heer and Access Consciousness. They do energy work out into the world. And so if you want to do some healing work, or if you'd like to become a facilitator, go to Dr. Dane Heer, HEER.com, and sign up there. If you'd like to know what your galactic ancestry is, unlock your cosmic potential, you can receive a free starseed video and report. You can explore multiple types of starseeds and find out what your galactic origins are in a detailed report and a video. Don't miss this chance to connect and collect the information about your star lineage. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And everything, of course, will be in the show notes, all the links. And there's one event coming up I want to let you know about. I'm going to be leading an online despacho ceremony. It's a shamanic sacred ceremony on April 9th. It's a 2-hour workshop. You can meet me from anywhere in the world. I'm a certified shamanic energy healer and a Munaki rites practitioner. And this despacho ceremony, despacho means to dispatch. It is one of the most powerful ways to shift your life, to release what no longer serves you and instead create big miracles and new realities. Register for the Zoom link and for the details. It's only $44 to join. It's at debbied.net/despacho, debbied.net/despacho. And I have wild testimonies from people who have done the despacho ceremony with me previously and created new places to live, new businesses, healed dogs that were on the throes of dying, and also changed weather patterns. I can tell you from personal experience and working with clients, it is really powerful. And I can't wait to work with you. So today's show, my guest, Trinity Oracles, consists of a trio of sisters who've been working with angels, spirit guides, and the deceased since birth. With over 10 years of combined professional experience, their accuracy, their unique abilities have been showcased in various accurate predictions on their YouTube channel and their celebrity and world predictions blog, also with over 8,000 clients globally. Trinity Oracles was born out of a natural connection between the three sisters who discovered their psychic gifts early in life. Their mission? To provide genuine guidance, moving beyond traditional oracle readings to channeled insights directly from your spirit guides, angels, and deceased loved ones on the other side. And to learn more about them, you can find them at trinityoracles.com. And with that, I welcome Trinity Oracles, three sisters to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. So let's meet you, the Trinity. So just wave your hand, Erica. an intuitive sketch artist who also uses oracle cards, Candace. Psychic intuition, does dream interpretations and oracle card readings, and Jasmine. The claircognizant healer who knows things before they unfold. Ooh, I love that. So, I've been watching your videos. You guys have the best vibe. I think it is so cool. Three sisters. And I want to know what it's like to be you. Is it like you have a hive mind and there's a place where you all synergistically come together? Or is it just that you're separate and you're able to sync together for readings and predictions?
Spot on.
I would say that's spot on what you just said.
The separate, like we're separate, but we mm-hmm. come together synergistically for the readings. Because mm-hmm. we all have our different ways of tapping in the spirit. We all have our, you know, our different gifts. Like we all cover all the clairs, but some of our clairs are stronger than, you know, each other. So spot on.
And so here you are, I'm picturing you all as little girls. And, you know, the other kids are playing with dolls and toys and cars and stuff. But are you like ghost? Oh, I see angels. And you're all concurring?
For me, no, I was outside. I was playing outside. I was making like little potions out of, you know, the earthly stuff.
No, we were actually pretty normal. We really didn't talk about it until we were like in our early 20s. We really kept it all hushed. We did have weird experiences when we were kids, but we really didn't say anything until we were older.
Because we grew up religious.
Yes.
So it was like, so it was like, okay, just
that's the devil. Quiet. That's a demon. That's a devil.
Exactly.
It's like it's a ghost or a spirit or something. Like, or it could have been an angel.
Exactly.
Well, that's big. So how did you go from that kind of raising, but having these experiences, they're indigenous to you, they're real for you, you really have these gifts, and how did you make peace with that and also with your family?
Oh, gosh. I think I kind of started it because I have like a weird, crazy story about how I even got started with like cards. But once I started with like, you know, the cards and then I was telling them, it's like everybody else started opening up. And then our family, we kind of just
don't care.
They don't care. They don't say we're psychic. They just say they just know things like we know things. Like, you know, they're all psychic too. They just don't claim the word psychic.
Yeah. It took them time to gain peace though. It wasn't just like we're coming out to them and they're like, oh, wow, like that's amazing. It was like, y'all shouldn't be doing that. Y'all need to get another job. No, that's, you know, that's not safe.
But
we
it
don't trust
the
that.
Family. So, I mean, they have it too.
Exactly. We just use the word psychic. Yeah. Really, we're psychic if that's what we are.
It's part of the lineage. That is so interesting that they were also having these gifts. And so now is it at a point where they come to you and say, you know, I'm thinking about taking that job or I'm thinking about doing something. Can you ask the cards or what do you get for me?
A couple have, but not that many. Just a couple. Man, and they're accurate.
I'd be
over
for tea all the time. I really would. I'd be like interacting all the time. It's like, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
And do you have to shut it off? Because I know people who it's so big and active, they have to, especially if they go into big public places, they have to just disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're able to shut it off like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, shall we get started with some questions?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's start with some celebrity and Hollywood questions. These are always fun. Are there celebrities or public figures secretly working with extraterrestrials or spiritual councils?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We don't say it all the time in our readings, but we're all sitting there like, this person works with an astrologer. This person works with a psychic. And you can feel the psychic's energy on them or that they're being guided by a psychic or an astrologer on which, you know, songs to pick for their album, which movie roles would be good for them. They completely all work with psychics and astrologers.
Yeah. And sometimes when you connect with certain people, you'll see aliens around them and you're like, yeah, they're connecting with aliens.
Absolutely.
And they consciously are doing it. It's not like they're subconsciously like or not aware. It isn't like they're not aware that, you know, there's aliens around them guiding them. Like, no, you'll actually see them like, oh, they're going to meditate. They're like, you'll see the whole process. You'll even feel angelic energy. Alien energy around them.
That's super interesting. Is there anybody you can name or groups of people you can name that you've seen this with, especially in the
Jeff
extraterrestrial
Bezos.
stuff?
Jeff
They keep
Bezos.
showing like the Kardashians. Like they're very like, hey, what, if this business idea isn't gonna work, like they keep showing like the mom and Kim going to like people and like, hey,
On their
like.
show, they did go to a psychic. I remember
But
that.
they said that's not the first and
Oh,
only
I know.
time that
Yeah,
they
in
have. They said
general.
they frequent people.
And Rihanna too. Rihanna works with psychics. A lot of them work, like all of them work with psychics.
Exactly. So,
Yeah, but the ET thing is very interesting because I would imagine still in Hollywood, that's not something people come out and say.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, who would? But I've seen, like, we did a reading one time on Jeff Bezos, and they showed, like, and they kept using, spirit kept saying transcendental meditation, and they kept showing aliens, like, around him. They also showed Elon Musk, which everybody, now everybody, I'm gonna tell you, everybody kind of senses that, like, wait a
He
minute,
works
this
for
guy's working with
Alien.
aliens. Like, you know, not knocking his genius, not saying that he is not a genius, not knocking that at all, but there is alien help
Yes,
with
extraterrestrial.
him.
And they give
Extraterrestrial
him
knowledge.
ideas and stuff like that. There's some type of trade-off. He gives them something, they give him an idea. People think he's the quote-unquote genius. I'm saying he's not a genius, but they're giving him these ideas. So, you know, to help humanity hopefully move forward in a positive way.
Exactly. And some things are not a trade-off. Some of the things are just like, hey, humanity needs this,
Yes.
and we're going to give this to you because, hey, Elon Musk, you have the access. You know, you
Yes.
have the money, you have the resources, you have the genius to actually make it come to fruition, but also other people that are, you know, part of
Yeah.
his company.
Because I've done a lot of readings and I've talked to a lot of doctors, scientists, biologists, and a lot of them actually work, they do meditation and they work with aliens. And sometimes some of them know they're conscious. They're like, I don't know why, but I don't think this is a person. I feel like this is like some alien and they're giving me ideas. So, and some don't know. And I tell them, it's like, that makes sense. But they're like, I always felt like I was off.
And energetic healers too. A lot of
Yes.
them have, you know, aliens working, you know, with them, giving them ideas, teaching them new healing techniques, even working with them as they are healing clients.
This is really interesting to me that you mention these particular people because I have it on good authority that I say Nikola Tesla, but I understand his name is actually Nikola Tesla, absolutely had been contacted by aliens, was working with them, and he also would go into trances, much like a shamanic trance. So he had almost near-death experiences. And when he came back, let's say rebirth, he came back with wild abilities and talents over and over again in his life. And it feels like the men in this particular case that you're talking about, they're a lot in the same vein of this physics and science and futuristic kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I believe the ETs are there. So, what about celebrities or public figures who are secretly working with extraterrestrials? Wait, no. This question is, are there specific celebrities whose mission it is to awaken the masses? If so, who?
That's a great question.
Let me see what spirit brings up.
Yeah.
You know what they keep giving me this vision of? They actually keep bringing up Nick Cannon. I don't know if Nick Cannon is involved. I don't know why. I don't know a lot about Nick Cannon, but they keep bringing up. They're like Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon. I don't know if he does a lot of like things for society. I don't know what he dibbles and dabbles in, but they keep bringing up Nick Cannon. So I feel like they keep. Oh, Spirit's telling me he uses his voice for a lot of empowerment. So I guess maybe if you're a fan of Nick Cannon, maybe you know about what he does and even like things that he may invest in that we don't hear about.
And it may also have been the word masses, since he has more children than anybody else in
real.
Elon Musk is up there too. I think he
He
has
just had
like
his 14th child.
14th child too. He's up there too. They said Oprah also, she knew her life purpose and how she was supposed to move humanity at a young age. She was very, they said she was very enlightened at a young age. They said also Jennifer Aniston too. They said Jennifer Aniston was supposed to make people know that celebrities are just real people. Like she's so relatable. People are like, oh, you know, she's my best friend.
They brought up the artist Kesha. They said Kesha is one of like, hey, like people be light, but it says she also was here to bring like it's like show the darkness and the light of how people are. Like they mentioned Megan Fox too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know she's hardcore into like
Yeah.
spirituality and alien and stuff. They
Yeah.
said also Queen Latifah too. They said she's very charitable and she loves to help people and use her celebrity to wake up the masses.
Yeah, they just told me
Oh, I
Gabourey
like
Sidibe.
her.
They said that they're like, she's here to awaken the masses. So I wouldn't be shocked if later on maybe she starts doing documentaries. She starts talking about spiritual consciousness, spiritual awakenings, different
Cool.
things like that. But of course, they bring up Deepak Chopra. But it's so funny because they show Deepak Chopra and then they show a direct soul connection to Mahatma Gandhi. Now, I'm not saying that Deepak Chopra is Mahatma Gandhi reincarnated, but I think there's a direct soul connection. I feel like either they're in the same soul family or they have the same soul mission. Soul mission. And
Okay.
it's so funny because they show Mahatma Gandhi. It's almost like he created like a stepping stone. So Mahatma Gandhi made a step. And then they also give me a vision of Yogananda, huh? Made a step, and then it's like Deepak Chopra, you're next in line to spread awareness.
What's the
Boom.
younger guy? He's Indian. The
Shetty, Jay
Jay
Shetty.
Shetty, he's also connected to all them too. That's a,
Really?
yeah, that's the thing. They're all connected.
Wow.
And they also mentioned Will
Makes sense
Smith.
though. Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Very,
I
very
see.
interesting. That's interesting lineage, and that all makes sense. They're all incredibly inspiring for different reasons.
Exactly.
And they broke out of something, especially, in the earlier times. For somebody like Deepak, it wasn't as easy for him in those times to have a voice and that get that kind of recognition. It's amazing
Exactly.
what he created.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
Jay Shetty's for the younger generation. So that's why he was pushed forward.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy is they actually said Dr. Phil. Dr.
I
Phil's
like her
whole mission
feel.
was for to help people to realize that mental illness is real and to start acceptance towards people not being afraid to get therapy. So they said he had a big, and that's what and they
I was
said
gonna say that.
it's so funny because they touched me on my left shoulders, had his guardian angel touch me and said, him and Oprah share the same soul family.
They were such good
Yes.
friends. I mean, she did everything for him to create the
Exactly.
career that he has, open the
Wait, they're not friends
doors.
anymore?
Oh
They're
no,
not
they
friends anymore?
still are, but I mean, when
Okay.
she had her
Oprah really
show,
put him on the map. I
she
remember
put
that
him on the
episode of
map. Yep.
Oprah. She said, "This is my friend, Dr. Phil," and she was
Exactly.
going crazy for him, so.
Yeah, she is a genius. She's still a genius. Yeah. She opened
Yes.
the path for so many of us. I've always said I want to do something like Oprah, but on crack, and I mean completely.
You can do it. You can do
Hey, why
it.
not? Valid.
I want that
Right.
show. I want that TV show that's like talking about the stuff we're talking about.
Yes.
Everybody said, "You get a car, you get a car." You're like, you get a shamanic reading. You get a
It's like
shamanic reading. Oh my gosh! It's like Wendy Williams and Oprah combined.
A messy tea, messy drama. Wendy Williams.
That's funny.
All right, so there's a question. Will I get my own TV show?
That's a great question.
Are you asking if you will get your own TV show, or is it somebody
No,
that
if
she?
I,
Okay, I
Debbie
just want to double check. I was like,
Dasher,
wait a minute.
will
I
get my
gotta
own TV
know.
show.
I
Yeah.
gotta know for the TV show. They said that you're like where you are now, that's where you're meant to be.
Yeah.
Like the shaman card. The shaman card and the conjure woman. They said you're right where you need to be. They said television, you wouldn't be able to say what you need to say. Like, I want to talk about this. On the episode, they're like, no, you can't say that. And you're like, well, what's the point even,
And what if it
coming
was
out
a
and doing that?
platform that was very spiritual? Because there exists a platform such as that that is not run by corporate America.
Yeah,
Exactly.
come you. This came in. You can get the right show. You just need to connect with different people. They said like different managers. They said you can get your own show though. That's what I'm getting.
I'd watch.
You. Yeah.
You'd be
So
on
many you
it.
can't.
Yeah.
Different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean you can.
Yeah, but they said if you get your own TV show, it will not last long. Here's why. This is not to put a downer in it, but it said it's for you. It's because of you. I see it's like almost like
It's too constricted. That's that guy, a lot of constriction. You're like, I can't be, you can't really be yourself on the show, and you can't say what you want to say, so it's a lot of restrictions. So you won't have as much fun as you have on your show. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. There's a show coming, though. That's the thing. There is a show coming. But it's not long lasting. And hold on.
But it's not like big like Oprah, if that's what you're talking about. Or Wendy Williams. It is a show.
You get a show that's coming. You won't be happy because I feel like it can't, you feel too constricted because it can't grow how you want to. That's the problem. It's not gonna grow. They keep saying, you need a major network, major network. That's what your soul's like. I crave a major network. So that's what I'm getting for you.
That's really interesting.
You
That's
crave more
really interesting.
spotlight and you won't get it. I feel like whoever you go to, you crave more spotlight and it's like, so you're like, you know what? I'm done. Maybe I'll pitch my show somewhere else. Yes.
Yep, this is all very, very possible. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Is there truth that there are secret societies controlling Hollywood?
Yes. And I heard more than one. So everybody thinks Illuminati, Illuminati, Illuminati. And the spirit is like, no, there's more than one.
There's also like ET races that control certain parts of Hollywood because they want to move society a certain way. So they tell these celebrities, act like this to make these people, your fans, act like this. Listen to this type of music. It's a whole bunch of different societies.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yes.
Is Hollywood's influence on the world changing? Are we going to see a new era of conscious entertainment?
You know, we've done readings on how Hollywood is shifting, how the Oscars is already dead, the Tonys, like all those big award shows, they're dead. No one watched the Grammys. People are more, I think Jasmine said, people are going to be more focused on
Influencers.
YouTube, influencers, all like they're not going to care about celebrities anymore. The celebrities are normal day-to-day people who supposedly are doing day-to-day things, even though their YouTube channel could be fake, you know, but that's what people want to tune into them. They don't care about celebrities anymore. They're going to stop really caring about celebrities.
In fact, yes,
I get a
that's true.
spiritual awakening card. I don't know if this can be seen. I get spiritual awakening. So will it be turning more into conscious, more relatable content? Yes. They said over the next 10 years or so, there's this gradual shift. And then, well, I'm spiritual, let me pull another card. This is life purpose. All of a sudden, it's like just content just starts boom, 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 coming forward. And many people, this is causing people to wake up and get more into their life purpose.
I can
Because
see
they
it.
said self-limiting restrictions. It's not going to happen overnight, but self-limiting restrictions or like these limiting belief systems will start kind of falling off. So they said this relatability type of thing that's happening right now is really good because people are like, oh, you look like me. You act like me. You know, there's more to the world than just the illusion that we see. There's aliens, there's this. I can be my authentic self and it's accepted instead of like, oh, you claim you see aliens? Ooh, cuckoo. It's like, you know what? I'm a rock star. And I work with aliens. Yeah. And it's like other kids, like who may be hybrids or whatnot. Like, oh my God. Like, so they said people are going to start being more of their authentic self because of this more conscious content.
In
Yeah.
Hollywood.
And they said, actually, you know what's crazy is I'm kind of going to go off on a tangent, but it actually comes back and like comes back full circles and makes sense. They said, because of this, you're going to start seeing more of this gradual shift of especially the young population going into the next generation, future generations, being more accepting of the wacko science because it's like, oh, this is actually science. First, it might have been called wacko 50 years ago, but actually, whoa, this is science. So it's almost like science and spirituality begin to make this gradual merge. They gave me this vision of Deepak Chopra. They say Deepak Chopra is also here to keep pushing. Oh my God, who's the guy? The book we read. They said he's guiding him.
Oh, Yogananda.
No.
Is
The power of awareness. What's his name?
oh, Eckhart Tolle?
No. Goddard.
No.
Goddard.
Oh,
Oh,
Neville Goddard.
Neville
Yeah.
Goddard. They said Neville Goddard. He was big on the sciences and spirituality, and they kept showing. They're like, he's guiding Deepak Chopra. So Deepak Chopra, his big mission was bringing the two worlds together because science cannot exist without spirituality. Spirituality actually cannot exist without science. There's actually a beautiful marriage actually together.
Yeah, and it's very edifying for people who don't live in the spiritual world if they just hear about spirituality, they're not very likely to come on board or be sold mm-hmm. that is viable. But when they start hearing science, seeing proof, mm-hmm. and that gets married to the spirituality, that makes a lot of sense to me, that a lot more people will feel safe, comfortable. People love proof. They love statistics. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that's a great way to go about it for those of us who weren't born with this awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And we need mm-hmm. a planet with a lot more spirituality and awareness.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So
exactly. And common sense, too.
That would be nice.
Exactly.
It's true.
You mentioned influencers. So this is a great question. Are there any new influencers who we may not see coming, who are going to rise and become huge influencers this year and going forward? And if so, who is it?
Big Show going forward. They show this like young boy. I don't know if he's like of Hispanic descent or like Middle Eastern descent. They show it's a little boy. They keep saying that this little boy got the Father God card, Radical Truth card. They said this little boy is going to be like, you're going to think that you're talking to Gandhi, because they say he's very, very aware.
Wow.
They said whoever his parents are, they're going to really be like, hey, say that on camera and let's put that out there.
Wow.
It's coming from a 10-year-old. And they say he's really going to be like a little 10-year-old sage.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Mm. Wow.
Any others coming down the pike who might become other influencers through social media or through Hollywood or through politics, or, you know, maybe we know of them, but we may not see them coming.
I don't know any other names.
We don't follow any influencers, so we really don't know.
Social media.
We're not on social media. So I don't know any of them. But they bring up, people are going to just really love transformation. So it's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh, I used to have whatever, a stutter, and let's go through my journey of not stuttering or my weight loss journey. The people are going to eat it up, and they'll like be following these people for like 20, 30 years just mm-hmm. to see them, you know, get married, have kids, do all this thing. But they said people just want to see, people just want to feel like they're part of people's lives.
Yeah.
And they said because people aren't socializing, going outside, this is the way they socialize. By, you know, having their influencer family, they're the YouTube comments, Instagram comments, talking to people. You know, it makes them feel like, you know, they're family, basically.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? When you spoke of the kids, they actually said, Spirit said, over not just this year, but next year and a few more years, there's going to be actually more kid spiritual influencers that are actually going to be making a big impact.
Oh.
So yeah, like they keep showing that, and they keep showing like these kids like talking about meditation. And the thing is, not all of them, but the majority of them will really be talking about, I remember when I had a spiritual awakening at mm-hmm. 5 years old. I remember when and they're actually discussing meditation practices, shamanism, mm-hmm. like all sorts of different things. So kind of be on the lookout for that. And that's, it comes from, they said people being more, because of all the spiritual content coming yeah. out, that's going to be one of the things that happen. Our parents are more comfortable mm-hmm. with letting their kid, you know.
I've been meditating since I've been 1 year old, my mom.
It's true. For real.
Yeah, they're talking about their journey. They said a exactly. lot of them are going to be legit. There are going to be some parents who are making their kids do this just for money and, you know, attention. Yes. They said the majority of them are actually going to be like real.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is so interesting, because there is right now a Joe Rogan show where he interviewed a woman, and she's a scientific expert who began working with autistic kids mm-hmm. and found they are beyond psychic. They are so tapped in, very difficult for them to live on this planet and the way this planet and people mm-hmm. are set up mm-hmm. because of their set of skills and there are ways of not doing things the way we do them, but mm-hmm. it's supposed to be powerful. I've now had two people say to me, not just his show, but also this woman has something out. I could look it up on my phone, but whatever. It's called the Something Tapes, and it's supposed to be unbelievably moving and powerful. And mm-hmm. I have seen videos of kids who are talking about their past lives, who are talking about the galactic beings and species that they've been. And they're like these little kids, and they just come in with all this knowledge. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you brought up autism, because they actually said, Spirit said in a period of 10 to 20 years, there's actually going to be a series of cures for autism. There's going to be cures for it. Not the entire spectrum will be able to be cured, but they said there's going to be like different cures coming out for autism.
Wow.
And the spirit said they will retain the knowledge. So do not be afraid. Like, oh, my kid's autistic. He's like, you know, a savant. He's a genius. Oh, if he takes this cure, like, oh my God, it could be gone. They said, no, they will retain the knowledge. And I keep hearing the song Lady Gaga, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born. So they're like, they're born that way. Their brain is already looped in, it's already tapped in. So
Spirit
they're going to
image.
continue being these savants.
Yeah. So once they take this cure, Jeff Bezos, move over. You got your work cut out for you. I'm sure they'll be
For real.
amazing.
He's already got somebody in the spiritual realm on his tail anyway, Jeff Bezos. But anyways.
Well, let's get a little caught up here. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, are they going to last?
No. Their relationship is completely fake. Their mom, her mom as usual, sets this up. This is a completely fake relationship.
This is just a image shift for Kylie.
Yes.
Because Kylie's, has kids with the rapper, dated another rapper.
He's a bad
Yeah, she
boy.
wore, she had a certain image, and like for her to change her image being with Timothy, that was like it was gold for Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh man, that makes me feel so duped. It's crazy this stuff goes on. Oh my
Right,
goodness, fake
it worked
relationships.
though.
Yeah, it did.
It
Worked on
shifted her
me.
image though. She's at whatever awards
She
she's
thought she was
at.
at the Oscars the other
Oh, was she?
night. Yeah, they showed them. Well, they're talking about her, but I don't know if they were talking about her when Timothy was in the movie, but that's what they did the whole time. Well, Kylie Jenner was there and blah blah blah. So oh, it's fake. All right. Failed on this show. What happened to Gene Hackman and his wife? I don't know if you guys read that they recently found in New Mexico, February 26th, I think it was, both Gene Hackman in his 90s and his wife in her 60s dead. He was found in the living room. She was found in the bathroom. Coroners still don't know what happened. What happened?
That's weird.
And their dog was dead too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog was in the house with them, and the dog had passed away, unfortunately, as well. So all three of them. And they said
All
they ruled
three.
out carbon monoxide. That's what people thought.
Okay, yeah, that would have been like maybe it's carbon.
They
What's that?
ruled
What's
everything out, even her overtaking pills, over,
Oh.
yep, they've ruled it all out. They found two other of their dogs outside roaming around. Those were rescued.
Oh.
But what really happened? What are your spidey sense and your cards tell you?
What's his wife's name?
I don't know.
Do you need it? I could look it up.
I was
If you don't
curious what
mind.
her name was.
I wish we could start right now, but be sure to click and join.
Oops, see, that's what happens when I open things. I start
Yeah.
talking on TV there. Okay, so let's see. Her name was Betsy Arakawa.
How do you spell her last name?
R Arakawa. Betsy Arakawa.
Okay. Arakawa.
And the great,
Jacqueline.
great actor Gene Hackman.
Their death is going to be resolved. I'm getting it's some type of, looks like it's some type of herb they might have taken, and their body has some, obviously, a bad reaction to it. That's what I'm getting. Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm hearing something like that too. They keep saying that something they were taking that they're like, hey, this will help you with X, Y, and Z. Like their body was like, no.
Because I keep getting that. I keep hearing we weren't supposed to die. That's the guy suffering in silence and emotional loss. So this was an accident. Like whatever they took, it was a complete accident.
All
Just
right.
because it's natural doesn't mean it's good for you.
Bing, bing,
Wow.
bing.
Yeah. This will be found out though. This will be disclosed. This is not going to be a
Kept secret thing.
exactly. It's not going to be kept secret, nor is it going to be a remain a mystery. Oh goodness gracious.
It's
He,
something herbal. It's
yeah.
something he's really bad though. Like he was like, I'm not supposed to die.
I kept hearing that for him too. He kept saying, I was not supposed to go. I was not supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah.
All right, we're going to make a short clip of this for you when this gets resolved.
Thank
All right, some general questions.
Yes.
Artificial intelligence. what's going to be happening with artificial intelligence going forward? In what ways or industry will it be rolling out bigger than ever?
Oh. She's answered this before.
So, okay. Spirit said, number one, I feel like the government, big technology firms are going to be paying. So be on the lookout for a lot of influencers, especially this year and going forward. But they're going to be paying lots of influencers to be talking about how AI is helping them. That's what's going to be happening. So you might hear your favorite influencers. Oh, my God, I use AI to look up something about my health. And oh, my God, it told me the right herb or the right medicine to take, all these different things. They said they're going to be paying these influencers, why? To make the public calm down, calm down. Okay. Spirit said eventually AI, and they kept giving me these visions of like these supercomputers. They show like this AI and these supercomputers, especially for those with skin conditions, like for example, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, different things like that, will, I don't want to use the word cures, but it's dang near like cures. So lots of skin conditions, because they kept showing me like the computers, like putting things together and being like, oh, okay, this will work better for human skin. And then all my the scientists are like, oh my God, we didn't think of that. So especially they keep saying skin conditions are going to get a lot of cures. There's going to be more cures coming for breast cancer coming really soon. Well, it's not because of the use of AI. Thank you. But anyways, oh, that's spirit talk.
Yeah, they said there is a cure for breast cancer coming.
Oh, yeah, that is true. There's
yes.
But they said AI is going to be starting to be used more in the schools and a lot in the private sector and even in the health sector beyond just medicines and stuff like that. So AI will be more commonplace for the world. And less of a fear, like basically humanity over time will, their fear will go away.
Because they'll see it's helping them. They said AI is not going to take over the classrooms as people think. They said the big fear of like, we're not going to have teachers in the future because of this. They said no teachers are needed. But they say that AI is going to be used to like, I guess like kind of scan some of the kids' brains to see like, oh, Timmy's 12, Timmy can't read and we've done all these other programs, he doesn't get it. So they're like the AI will pick up what's going off on his brain when he can't read, and they'll put like a program together so he can learn to read. They said it's going to be used in a very positive way.
Wow.
So yeah. Huh. And they say it'll just become a norm in the future, and people look at it as a positive thing.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I also got something with AI. Sorry, with AI in like the health and food industry. Like this person needs this type of food because their blood type. They say it's going to like break it down for them.
Oh, are you saying like somebody has blood work done and the AI has this incredible intelligence to look at the blood and say, you're deficient here, you're lacking here, don't take this. Or maybe like Gene Hackman and his wife, definitely don't take this herb kind of thing.
Yes.
Wow. That's cool. I would love to experience that.
Yeah, there's lots of scientific advances due to AI.
But the breast cancer is cured by a human. It has nothing to do with AI. But there is a breast cancer cure coming very soon.
Great news. That's super great news. What about unprecedented extraterrestrial activity? So I have to couch this because, look, we know they've been here since the beginning of time. We know we come from that genetically. And we know that they're still here. We know that they've been involved with our government. So I want to take all of that fact and for a moment put it here. But about the activity we see in the skies, the activities we feel, whether it's energetic connection or literally physically seeing other extraterrestrials, will it be increased, the incidences and the experiences with people, Earth people, with the extraterrestrials going forward?
I mean, absolutely. They said due to everyone having a smartphone, everyone's on Instagram, they can go live. They said it's actually going to become the norm. The government's going to stop it, like shut it down really quickly. But then they said people are going to be, it's going to be happening too much for people to, or for the government to always shut it down. But they said it's going to take a while for that to happen though. So
it's true. And Spirit just revealed to me, they said that you will start hearing of more footage of extraterrestrials over jungle. Highly, like, yeah, they said lots of like forestation, different things. You're gonna see lots of that. And they kept saying like Altadena. There could be a major sighting in Altadena
And they
that
said they
like
had the
just takes the internet
fires.
by storm. Yes.
And they said also because like the jungles, like indigenous people who live in the jungles, who they see UFOs all the time, they're like, okay, these things are really occurring, and they're gonna put it on social media for people to see also. Like we're not making this up. We're not on, our herb or whatever. This is, we're really seeing this.
But they said they're trying to curb deforestation.
Yes.
That's what they said. They said they're trying to deter
Stop
it.
it.
I couldn't. I had bonus.
They brought up like New Mexico. I don't know if New Mexico is like a hotbed for.
Yeah, it
Okay, they
is.
keep showing like more sightings in New Mexico.
Nice.
But they say there is going to be a major UFO landing, like not a crash, actual landing. It could be like a major football game, baseball game, and they said the government cannot deny that thousands of people saw that sitting in the stands. And they said it would be on like live footage. Like, what in the world is that? It's just like in a movie.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
Yes,
love to see that. I'd be like, whoa.
you can't avoid it. All the tell it's televised. There's the giant billboards where you can see everything, all the action is up there. That would be amazing. Oh my God, I love that. Do you get any particular species or extraterrestrial races?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see here. Archimedes? I'm not sure if that is
I think
a.
I've heard of that
I'm
before.
not
I think I've
sure
heard of that
if.
before.
But I keep hearing Archimedes, Archimedes.
Think he's talking about the ocean, like saying the ocean. I don't know if Lumeria, they had something to do with like the ocean or something like that, but they keep showing like them having something that had to do with like the ocean, getting the message out like, hey, let's save the waters, let's save the reefs, the and the fish are dying.
Yeah. And Arcturians are like, we're always there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are hybrid aliens walk around. Some of them actually do know it, and then some don't know, and they just feel they've always been off. And some they know they're aliens. There's something off. Something's off.
Are there going to be a lot more whistleblowers coming forward regarding UAPs and extraterrestrials? Will a lot be happening with disclosure to take that government dam down and finally let more, if not all, of the information flow?
Absolutely. They
They show a woman in particular. Like, this is a woman's not playing around. They say she's like, I'm doing it for my kids. The generations after me. They say she's going to be coming up, but they did show her being shut down, though. They show her away. Like, when she comes out, they show her, she'll vanish. They said more whistleblowers are going to come out. They said whistleblowers are going to be modern, everyday modern people. Like, look at this footage I saw. Like, what people already do now. Look at this footage I saw, this UFO hovering over my backyard for 2 hours. They put it on social media. They say everyone's basically going to come like a whistleblower who sees UFO stuff and aliens.
Exactly. But I do see a few government insiders
Yes.
will be, because they said former government insiders will start blowing the whistle on these UAPs, these mass government cover-ups. So you will hear more. And they keep showing, like, I keep seeing there's a woman, but I'm also seeing there's a couple of men. And they keep saying there's a four. There's four, but I feel like
I think
some
I
of
got the
them.
number four on my
Oh,
car.
you got the
The number four on my car.
Yeah, like coming out like this is what I saw, this is what happened. I was silenced, this, and this. And they're just like, hey, look. And they're going to utilize the power of social media. And they said a lot of people are going to believe them because they have the credentials and different things like that.
But they said
So
the government will never expose everything because they think the American public can't handle it.
just the world
Yeah, the
can't.
world, either way, they already know people already live in fear. They don't trust the government anyway. So they're like, oh my God, we don't trust the government. Now we can't trust these UFOs around. Like, what can they do to us? They have so much power. They can be here one moment, they can disappear the next. We don't have that technology. Since it's out of a fear thing to protect the American public's mindset, basically. But they said a lot of, they keep saying a lot of soldiers who are going to be soldiers, government officials, airplane pilots on their deathbed are going to be giving their testimony, and they said actual factual evidence. Like, here is a picture of me shaking an alien's hand, and they're like, I'm dying, I don't care, give it, like, here, take it. Yeah, we're doing like a documentary or something before they die. That's something I would do. I'm not crying anyway.
Beautiful. That, thank you so much for that. That was exciting to listen to. How's the weather going to be? in the United States or globally this year? Is there anything crazy, anything dangerous, or is it going to be calm going forward?
I
If
get
you live, oh, go ahead.
if you live in Georgia, they said be wary of the summer. They said it's going to be hot. I know Georgia in the south is hot, but they said this summer, they said heat related deaths. Yeah.
They keep saying in the Midwest, severe windstorms like they've never seen before. Like picking up cars, cows getting pushed down the road, the fence is getting blown up. People are like, what in the world? They just said super severe rainstorms. These are California weather is actually going to be
But we do have a major hailstorm really
coming. Oh,
hitting.
wow.
I feel like San Diego, Los Angeles, more of every like it's a major hailstorm that actually makes
Yes.
the news like across what do you call it national news. It's
Yeah.
going to be a major hailstorm.
They said,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
they said also in Texas, I got the mental conflict card. They said a lot of people, especially a lot of people from California who moved to Texas, who are not used to rainstorms and that kind of weather, are going to be leaving in masses. They said Texas is going to have horrible rainstorms, horrible flooding. And they're like, let's get out of here. So that's what's unfortunately going to happen with Texas. They said Texas is going to be getting a lot of lawsuits too, because like they're not maintaining infrastructure. And they're like, our house wouldn't have flooded if you were maintaining this, the structures. So they said Texas is going to be flooded super bad, almost like Hurricane Katrina bad
Oh,
again.
wow. Really?
Yes.
But remember when we predicted snow in Texas and people didn't
Yeah.
believe us, and then it snowed, and they were like, oh my God, like,
They said there's a new hotspot. Arizona's gonna be a new hotspot for people to move. Wow.
I
They
know folks
said
moving there. That is true.
that,
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
new hotspot.
They said parts of Louisiana will be underwater again, unfortunately, this
Oh,
year. Spirit said if you're in Louisiana and they tell you to evacuate, evacuate. Do not put your life on the line. Please leave. They will need a significant amount of FEMA. They will need a significant amount of help. I also get Florida astronomical storms. They keep showing like these storms are going to continue to be miscategorized because like the what is it like the category rating, but I'm
Yeah.
using miscategorized for that. Because I feel like I don't know if there's not a category, because what is it goes to category five, and Spirit
Yeah.
keeps saying they
Level
need a
five
category.
hurricane. Very, 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 very dangerous. That's the
Right?
worst.
Right? And they keep showing like they need a category higher because of the storms that are coming so bad, particularly along the coast. So not only is it going to be Florida, but you have why are they telling me the Panama Canal? Huh.
That's near Florida, probably.
N
No,
I don't know
is it
why.
the no, or is that South America?
They
That's
gave me a visual of
South
Panama
America.
Canal, but I'm
Let's
gonna
run
leave
low.
it alone. I'll leave it alone. But
Oh.
I'll leave that alone. But anyway, that's how Mexico came in. But along the coast, South the
Georgia too.
Carolinas, Georgia, Louisiana. So it's gonna be some horrible storms. And they said in Florida, please make sure you guys have the proper insurance. Make sure your paperwork, whatever needs to be done, make sure you have your stuff put away because it's gonna be really bad. They also said Florida is going to be ravaged by fires.
Fires.
Yeah, they just gave me a vision of like fires. So be on the lookout. New York will be hot, hot,
I
hot.
got that too. I'm about to say that after you. Yeah, New York, yeah.
Yes,
They said New
so.
Jersey, though, is going to have horrible snowstorm. They keep showing lots of deaths.
Oh,
Schools closing. People, stuck in their homes. They can't get out. They pass away because they can't get out. There's a horrible weather in Jersey, but they keep saying snowstorms.
Wow. Wow.
All right, be
And
careful, y'all. You heard it here.
for
Yeah.
real. For real. Oh, and they said if you're in California and you're in an area where there tends to be lots of flooding, they said be on the lookout for some major landslides this year. So if you're in an area where they say, hey, there could be some landslides, or there's
Get your stuff.
historically landslides have been there, they're like, please go.
Wow. Okay. Very good warnings. Thank you. Is Trump, okay, I should call him President Trump, is President Trump going to survive his presidency?
He looks sick.
Oh, he looks
Honestly,
sick.
my mom always says that. She's always like, he looks sick. And I've said that to him. He doesn't look right in his face. Like he looks like he's actually physically sick.
Wow.
Now I'm very intuitive. I hear
I
it.
keep hearing in my ear, he will survive. He will survive.
Yes.
Yep.
But I got heartache and loss. They said he is going to be out. They said
I
he
got
is
the
going
heart
to be.
card.
He is going to have to take breaks for actual legit
Health
health
reasons,
issues.
yeah.
So people might think, oh, he's just BSing or whatever. Like, no, he actually is really severely sick. And they said it's due to his diet and just his old age. And they said, the stress too.
Exactly.
Even though they really don't care what people say, like, they like stress, some things will get to him. I don't know. I think he's in his
Give us the
70s.
dirt. How are things between him and Melania?
Not real. But anyway.
Not real. Let's
I think
see.
sure Melania has her own. This woman, they keep showing her, she has her own life. But beyond being the first lady, she's like, okay, I make this appearance anyway. I'm leaving. See you in a couple of weeks. Just call me if you need me.
Yeah, I got the New Beginnings card. They said Melania and Donald have been separated way before he ever became president his first term. She lives a completely separate life. She just shows up because she has some type of contract or allegedly going on, and she's just there just to keep with the American dream of, the
The
wife, the
image,
husband, the family, the dog. She's just there just to get a paycheck. Like, they're not together. But they say that she actually does not like him. She can't stand him. And this is, she's just waiting for a contract in so that she can move on with her life, like, really, even though she already has.
Yep.
Personally, privately, just publicly, she'll be like, oh, we're not together anymore.
They even show like being like he'll try to say something to her. She's like, oh no, and she'll just walk off.
Yeah. We actually, they show that in
Yeah,
public. She's always
she's
like,
like, no. Hey, how are you? Hi, bye. And then she turns around and walks off.
he'll try and kiss her, and she's like,
Yeah.
she'll sit there and clap and turn her head.
Well, maybe she walks off because she's going to meet Kylie Jenner.
Maybe.
And they're doing the single lady kind of thing, the fake relationships.
Absolutely.
Well, what about the housing and the rental market? What is coming down the pike for us? What's going to happen with housing and rental market?
To be honest, in certain parts of America, if you, and this is unfortunate, if you have not purchased your home by 2027, the latest 2028, more than likely, and if you don't, if you make the average household income, more than likely you're not going to be able to afford a home. This is only in certain areas. It's already getting hard for, like, California. Oh my God, it's already getting outrageous with, people trying to get homes and stuff like that. But I do, oh, there's gonna be a rise in rental prices. Lord, have mercy. Okay, rise in rental prices. In certain parts of America, but they also said throughout the USA in general. They say it will not be hard to get housing if you go to certain areas. Like the Midwest, those are going to be easier to get.
Places where they know they have like bad weather that people don't want to be there, basically. They'll be easy, but they keep saying rent is unfortunately continue to rise, but well as housing prices.
They said a lot more RVs. You're gonna see a lot more RVs on the road.
And tiny homes.
Tiny
Tiny
homes,
And there's going
yeah.
to be an explosion of mobile homes because those are
Ooh,
cheaper. So people are
yeah.
like, I'm just going to get my double wide.
Gotta blame her.
Forget this. I'm going to get my
Yeah,
double wide because it's still a home, but it's nice,
yeah.
like, and you can drive with it. So, hey, I don't buy double wides. I ain't
Double
allowing you to
wide.
drive
No,
it.
you don't. You just put them on a piece of land. Like you buy a piece of land, just plop them and live and be happy.
Yeah, so they said mobile homes are still going to be, the prices are going to go up because there's more people getting them, but they're still actually going to remain pretty
Yeah.
affordable.
And they also show a lot of multi-generational families. Like the grandma lives there, the aunts and uncles live there, parents and the kids. They said a lot of more
Community.
multi-generational people families in one home where
Like
there's like they
community
have
buying,
share four
basically?
bedrooms,
Like
huh?
community buying, like the whole family
No,
chips
they just
in?
said no. They just said like one house. They're like, okay, my mom, dad lives here. You know, they said people pitching in because it just said they can't afford houses on their own. Plus, they said a lot of older people, unfortunately, losing their homes.
Yeah, but I do see, though, in certain states, though, they will be trying to make more affordable housing. So not everybody's going to be left completely in the dust, but they are actually going to make a good effort of trying to make affordable housing. So do look out for that.
They did say Elon Musk is going to try to put out his, he has like tiny homes or something like that. They said he actually is going to, okay, they said he actually is going to try to start getting people to trust him and like him to get into his tiny homes. Like, wouldn't you guys like one of my tiny homes? The people are like, no. Like, you're thinking, like,
We want a home, but we don't want that one.
yeah, well, no, like, we don't trust you. You're probably spying on them anyway all day. So whatever he puts in their cameras, whatever.
They're
Oh my
just also
God.
showing a lot of people turning like hotels into places to live. They said places where you don't think that you could build a home, they're going to be making places for people to live. These are
Like
like old
audibles?
schools. These are like old schools,
Oh.
warehouse buildings. They even show
Abandoned buildings,
a bit
basically.
like yeah, like abandoned buildings where
There
they're
we
just
go.
like, hey, we put a bedroom here, a kitchen here, we got the heat, we got all this stuff set up, come and live.
Yeah, like a stu like studios kind
Yeah,
of.
basically, yeah. It's a good
Mm-hmm.
idea. That
Yep.
is,
It's a
yeah.
good idea though. I mean, why not?
It is a
Yeah.
good idea. That's really fascinating. And what's going to
Yeah.
happen? Because this is such a hot topic right now. What's going to unfold regarding the U Ukraine, Russia, and the US, and especially the Ukraine and Russia? Is this going to resolve anytime soon? And will it resolve in a way that it doesn't feel like someone's being robbed, a particular country is being robbed, but actually that they can just bury the situation, move on, and have peace?
They say we'll resolve. I feel like
There's not going to be peace, though. They're gonna be like, okay, so they keep showing like it's over. I got this part of the patriarch, it's over, but he's look, there's still stuff going on below him.
absolutely.
I keep showing like some like Perry saying like being resolved and people being like, okay, we didn't get, you know, done over. They keep saying it's not going to be like that. People are still going to be like, that's not fair. What happened?
Yeah, it's gonna come to an end, but it's gonna take a couple more years. Again, number three said maybe like 3 more years possibly. I don't like giving out time frames, but it could possibly be 3 more years if they actually settle. But they say they actually are coming to some type of agreement and stop fighting each other. So
It's gonna be a while, though.
yeah, it's gonna be a while though. And they keep saying lack of resources and money is really what's gonna end the war.
In other words, not enough money to keep going forward in a war.
Yes. And resources, yes. Yeah. You
Which would
know,
probably be.
you need money to fight. I mean, you saw Donald Trump did the other day too.
Tell me about Jamie Foxx after his big
So.
health scare. Is he going to be okay going forward?
Okay. Actually, Erica
Erica predicted
predicted
that,
before this
yeah.
happened that he was gonna have like a near-death experience. And maybe, I think you did it like a week or two before, but like you're like his life is literally he's almost gonna die.
Yeah, that's that. So he's either gonna pass away or have a really close near-death experience that it happened. I was like, oh.
They said Jamie Foxx's career is gonna be revamped. They say he's gonna be fine. They said he has things lined up already. He's ready to get back out there and have fun. Because they say he actually does enjoy the Hollywood lifestyle. He really does enjoy making movies, making people laugh.
They say he's gonna find love again too. They said another love's coming in his life.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine
Yeah.
for many years to
Mm-hmm.
come.
Oh, good.
Many years to
I
come.
love him. Good.
Does he do ayahuasca, I wonder?
I have no
I
clue.
think
I don't
Jamie Foxx is
know.
going through a spiritual awakening, and I keep seeing ayahuasca or something, some other
Psychedelic.
some other like psychedelic or something else used to help, because they keep showing psychic awakening, I mean spiritual awakening. And I heard spirit is like soon. Yep.
Yeah, maybe from the near-death experience, or I guess he was in a coma, which is not very different, right? So that may have been a huge spiritual wake-up call for him. And now he's open to looking and investigating and seeing what else is inside of him and out there. I like that for
Exactly.
him. I
Exactly.
like him a lot, and I like that for him that, you know, he'll only get greater by
Exactly.
digging deeper.
Ooh.
Other health issues, the British royal family, like, wow, it's a lot of stuff with cancer. Charles, King Charles, and now Kate, she's supposedly on the other side. How is all that going to play out? I think even Camilla has had health issues. What can we expect with all that?
Okay. Has it already been announced that Kate's cancer is gone? Has it already been announced?
I have no
She
clue.
is not in treatment anymore, but
Okay. I get that all of them are gonna make perfect recoveries. They're gonna be fine. They have the best of the best doctors, medicine, nurses. They're all gonna be fine.
Yeah, I got the same thing. They're
Yeah.
gonna complete turnarounds.
Because they keep bringing up like the doctors that they had, they actually do take care of their health and they do get like checkups. So they got everything. Like when they did find out they had cancer, it was seen immediately, like the first stages. They're fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're gonna be fine. Hold on.
Is Prince Andrew, he's not a prince anymore.
I have no clue.
He was
He's the one
stripped.
that got kicked
Oh,
out.
he
Oh, he goes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they keep showing like him with like health problems, and they keep showing him like because he's, I can say the spirit keeps saying so desperate for money that he's gonna be like, hey, I'm sick too. I don't know the newspapers out in Britain or London, wherever they live at. Hey, I'm sick. I'm gonna say, sell you this story that I'm
But
sick.
it's a fake story, though.
It's actually real, but they say he just needs money.
So keep it private. He's like, oh, put up.
Yeah, he's like, I need to pay my rent. Like, I'm gonna go up to the tabloids and talk about my health issues.
They did say with Kate, she's gonna make a big comeback though. And I see like she could be doing a podcast, a radio show. I even see her with a pen in her hand. So there could possibly be like a book coming out about what she went through with cancer, even just in general, what was she thinking? So just look to see her talking a lot about her cancer and different things like that. The not American, but the public in general will love it. I think she even talked about how her kids handled it and different things like that. So,
That feels energetically so right about the book and about a book about
right?
cancer.
Absolutely.
An inspirational book. Yeah, I get that too. I want to ask you about some, to me, very suspicious deaths. I don't remember now. If it's maybe it's 10 years ago, 8 years ago, but if you recall, Kate Spade, the designer, was found dead and supposedly hung herself. And one
I
or
didn't know
two
that.
weeks later, somebody who I loved and followed his show, Anthony Bourdain, who did the food and travel show, and all of a sudden, same, he was found dead hanging. And I just always. I never could rectify that inside of myself. What do you get around that? Was it suspicious? Was it foul play? Was it they literally did commit suicide at strangely similar times?
I got Kate Spade. That was self-inflicted. That's the first experience that was self-inflicted.
I got that
And I
too.
just helped somebody grab my right hand, which is Anthony Bourdain. He actually said mine was self-inflicted too. He shows lots of inner turmoil. He shows the left side of his brain riddled with gray and like black color. Like so lots of inner turmoil. I'm curious if he had a history of they're using the word suicidal depression. That's what I keep hearing, suicidal depression, suicidal depression. So
No foul play,
I
just
know
Kate
Kate
self.
Spade too. They keep showing this is Kate Spade's spirit. She's like, oh, like that, like doing like harming myself, that was like normal. They keep showing like that. Like she's like, yeah, I tried to do that as a teenager. Her soul keeps saying that. Like that wasn't the first time I ever tried to harm myself, but this time was the final time.
Wow, you put that one to rest. Okay. I can sleep now. Really, that's bothered me for years. Like, did somebody do them dirty? And
It's true.
I'm not happy they did it, but I'm happy to hear that it wasn't foul play.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really interesting. I want to ask you about social media. Is YouTube going to continue to dominate? Are there going to be any shakeups for social media? Who's going to rise? Who's going to fall and crack?
No, we did a reading on YouTube and social media. Social media and YouTube are going to continue to rise. It's going to be but people's addiction. People aren't going to be watching TV anymore. People are just going to be watching YouTube. So it's never going to go away. There are going to be other platforms like Instagram that are going to come forward, but YouTube and Instagram will still be like number one, like neck and neck with each other.
But they did say years, 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 years down the line. Although YouTube's not going anywhere, there is some type of other video sharing platform that could come along that could diminish YouTube a little bit. But it's still not going anywhere.
We love you, YouTube. Don't take us away. This is nothing. This is hash loved YouTube.
They said also podcasts too. They're just going to continue to skyrocket. So people have podcasts on YouTube or any other platform. People just love to hear people talk about their lives and stories and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Well, that's great
Exactly.
news. I like hearing that.
Mm
Is there anything here at the end that we haven't talked about that you want to share or say to the audience?
oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to say this. Archangel Michael has brought this up before, and he said a lot of young people, and not just like little kids, but teenagers and adults, and just young adults in general, are going through spiritual awakenings. And he's like, don't be afraid of like your spiritual awakening, but it's important you guys start taking actionable steps. Stop being in your mind so much and actually take action. Because they're like, we need more boots on the ground. So basically, less in the air, feet on the ground. You're being shown what's messed up in the world, like the veil comes off. Boom, you're seeing what's wrong. It's okay to cry, but at the same time, it's time to put those tears aside, put your anger elsewhere, go, 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 go. Step and fix, take action and fix, take action and fix. Don't stay in your heads so much.
So volunteer, do charity work, do stuff like that.
Yes, he said, I want the world to stop talking about it and be about it. Stop. He goes, especially the young generation, stop talking about it and be about it. Yep. Social awareness is also going to become more, what's the word?
Normal.
More bigger. More
Okay.
bigger. But yeah, he's like, I really want you guys to just start taking more actionable steps, and don't be afraid to get involved with your government, because they said a lot of the young generation and the future generations after are afraid. Even our generation, they're like, "Ooh, I don't trust the government." He's like, "Well, how are you going to get change if you don't join the government?" That is one
Absolutely.
thing of actionable change. So he's like, "I need you guys feet on the ground, feet on the ground, feet on the ground, go."
Archangel Michael told me one thing too for a client that was I thought was funny. But he said people, he's like, it's great that spirituality is growing and people are becoming more awakened, but the issue is people are gonna think everything is spiritual awakening. He's like, it's not. He's like, everyone thinks everything is spiritual, it's not. So if you're like you got a little fender bender car accident, don't be like, oh my God, what is this lesson? What's this? What happened spiritually? Why did this happen? He's like, no, you were texting and driving. That's why you got in a car accident. So he said
Exactly.
people need to be real and stop being in this delusional everything is spiritual
Everything's
world. He said people need to learn
fine.
balance.
That makes sense,
Yeah.
because he keeps bringing it up. He's like, feet on the ground. Everybody's going to be in their head, like, da, 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 trying to piece
Yeah.
these things together. And he's like, feet on the ground. He says, some of the greatest minds have been able to go up, think, get into, the astral realm, speak with us, connect with us. And he goes, Einstein, look at what he's done. Nikola Tesla, look at what he's
Because he
done. He's
took
like,
physical action.
that's what he keeps saying. He's like, please, he's like, don't be up here so much. He's like, be up there, come down, take the steps, stop talking, take the steps. He's like, greatness, there can be so much greatness, more greatness overload than what is already going to be happening. But he's like, you guys can multiply times 10, times 10, go,
Absolutely.
go, go.
We
Yep.
are powerful. We are powerful
Yes.
indeed.
Yes.
So tell
Yes.
us. Where can people connect with you and tell us about the things that you offer?
Okay, we have our website is called trinityoracles.com. We have a YouTube channel where you can type in Trinity Oracles. We also have a really juicy Patreon. We talk about all sorts of crazy things. We just did one on fibroids, like what up with fibroids? What's the other one we just did
We
on?
did The Simpsons also about, is The Simpsons colluding with the government? Because
Yes.
people are like, how are they always like getting things
Right.
right? So we did a Patreon episode on that. That was really good. But it's
Yeah.
things that we can't put on YouTube. So
We did it on
but
the
I didn't,
Appalachian
wait, I
Mountain.
didn't catch that word you said. You said fibroids, and was the other thing stem
The
cells?
Simpsons.
The
The
Simpsons, and are
Simpsons.
they
Oh, the
colluding with the
Simpsons.
government? Yes, because people are
Yeah.
like, how are they always
You
telling
always
the
get it
future?
right.
So
Yeah.
we actually channel from spirit what is actually going on with the
And the
Simpsons.
Appalachian Mountains, the mystery
Oh,
of the
yeah, I forgot we
Appalachian
did
Mountains. We
that.
just did that. We have all sorts of things on there. We did talk to Jesus, talk to the
The devil,
devil.
all sorts of
We
stuff.
also have our Oracle Card Readers Academy for people who want to read cards just like us. We give all our tips and tricks. You can learn how to be just like us if you're ever curious or you think you're psychic, but you need to hone your skills. We teach you how to do all that in a very straightforward course. And we also do personal readings, pet readings, dream interpretation,
Energy work,
energy work, all sorts of things.
all the personalized forecasts. If you want to see what's coming up in your future and you read the forecast, you can check that out. And oh my
Yeah.
God,
Also, yeah,
we got so
that's it,
much.
but
your Oracle Card Academy,
Yes.
learning how to do that skill, is that something that's like a certain amount of weeks and it's online with you personally?
No. So we film videos, and then you can go at your own pace. We teach
Self-paced.
protection.
What
We
type of
teach,
psychic are you? Because
yeah,
not everybody's that Soul Raven,
exactly.
seeing visions. You got to figure out what type of psychic are you so you can actually get the messages.
Yes, how to do yes
So,
or
yeah.
no answers.
I do readings for yourself. I do readings for other people. Yeah,
and some other good stuff.
Awesome. Well, Erica, Jasmine, Candace, first of all, I've loved, loved, loved having you
Thank
on the
you.
show.
Yeah, thank
And this
you.
is Dare to Dream. So, what do you each next dare to dream? Future dreams and goals.
Whoa, ooh.
Man.
Dare to
Huh,
dream.
I would really love to get, I'm into crystals, but I would love to get more into crystals and learning how to use them for healing for myself and other people.
That's a great question. Anything you got? I think my dream is to actually make more impact with the collective. Because people really need guidance. They really need answers. So, spreading Trinity oracles and letting people know, like, hey, we got you.
Absolutely.
We got you.
Mine's simple. I just want to have a garden.
In a cat, like 10 in a cat.
Thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you for being you and so brilliant and so unique. And I've
Thank
just
you.
loved this time with you.
Thank
Thank you for having
you.
us.
Thank
Honor
you.
and a pleasure. And I end today's show with this quote from Les Brown. The graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take that first step, keep with the problem, or determined to carry out their dream. End of quote, but I just have to say how amazing what the Trinity Oracles just shared about boots on the ground, taking action, how important it is. And the Archangel told us that's what they're wanting for us and why we're here. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, the weekly Dare to Dream podcast. Leave a comment and share. It matters. In the next weeks on the show, the legend George Haas will be here about his book, The Architects of Mars. Also, Bob Frizzell talking about the secret history of the Earth, Merkaba activation, and breath alchemy. Thanks for joining us and do the good work that you came here, only you, your unique blueprint to do. Remember to dare to dream.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.